From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street, Scott Inez tackles the hot topics like only he can. It's time for Inez Says.
Hi, hello, and I welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks for being here. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can also find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And please join me for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. every weekday on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Okay, he is the host of Fox Across America on WDBO. He also hosts Fox News Saturday Night on Fox News Television. He's going to be here in Orlando with his comedy show next month on Mother's Day. Jimmy Failla is living the dream right now. As I said, Jimmy is going to be here in Orlando for his comedy show next month on Mother's Day. And by the way, go ahead and download the WDBO app. You can win tickets to see Jimmy Failla's Everybody Calm Down comedy tour right here in Orlando coming up in May. Just tap the Jimmy Failla button in the WDBO app. The man is living the dream. Here's that conversation now with former cabbie, Fox Across America host, Jimmy Failla. Jimmy, you're a wanted man. Like, have you stopped to pinch yourself yet to see if this is a dream or what?
Scotty, well, just to be clear, I'm a wanted them. Don't assume my pronouns.
My bad, man. You're a wanted them. Okay, gotcha.
Wanted person. I'm a wanted person. How dare you? I've been everywhere, but I'm fired up. So the show we're doing, by the way, is on Mother's Day, and I have to because it's Mother's Day. So me and you didn't have this discussion the last time we were on the phone. I have to bring, like, I'm a rapper. I'm bringing an entourage of, like, 12 people. I have to bring my mom, my wife, my mother-in-law. I think my cat has kittens somewhere, so she's got to come now. This is getting expensive. Like, that's the point is, I'm going to be turning tricks on the boulevard after the show just to pay for everybody's airfare. But
right.
I'm excited. I'm ready.
What better way to do it than be here right here in City Beautiful, right, Jimmy? I mean, come on.
You ain't kidding me.
You can't beat that. All right, so
versus New York. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I just read that New York by far and away leads or is at the bottom of the country in terms of homeless population. That doesn't surprise anybody. But, speaking of pronouns, you mentioned the pronoun thing. National Public Radio. Mm-hmm. They're in the news today. National Public Radio, quote, is a left-wing propaganda factory and has lost America's trust. Well, tell me something I didn't know. We have this longtime NPR employee who said, says that NPR went from a liberal bias to one that would make the old Soviet Pravda seem even-handed. So I guess this guy coming out with the truth is the news, Jimmy, because, I mean, it's one of their own saying the quiet part out loud, but it seems pretty elementary to me that NPR is state DNC media and has been for quite some time.
Yeah, and I'd like to congratulate him on his retirement, using air quotes.
Yeah.
He'll be out the door any second now.
Yeah.
This is a real danger, no matter what political party you're in, but it's only happening on the left, to be clear. There's such a danger to surrounding yourself with only one voice. And that's what happened to NPR, that's what happened to MSNBC, that's what happened to CNN, is if you only put on one ideology and everybody just says yes to whatever their party wants to do, invariably you're going to, number one, lose the public's trust, but number two, you're going to do a lot of stupid things. Because in that echo chamber, there's no check or balance. You just go, oh, this is what the party says. This is what we should do. And that's why they're running into problems with stories like defund the police, or maybe open the border, or maybe tell the kids they're trapped in the wrong body. Like, all of those policies are being walked back now because they're huge political liabilities. So the one thing, Scotty, that we do right at Fox, aside from drinking when we get off the air,
yeah,
we're
sure.
Great at it.
Sure.
Okay, but the one thing we do, and, you know, the viewers on our show will hate a lot of the liberals we put on the air because we let them articulate their true liberal viewpoints. We're not pretending they're liberal and bringing them on to agree with us. We're letting them say whatever they want. And that's the point I make a lot. Like, when you see an MSNBC Republican is like a chicken that works on the board at KFC, okay? you can call him a chicken, but I promise he's not operating with his fellow chicken's best interest in mind.
Right.
Okay. Our liberals are liberal. That's why the audience gets mad at them, because they disagree. But to our credit, we're having the conversation.
Yeah, Republican in name only on MSNBC. This guy explains how NPR eagerly peddled stories dear to Democrat Party leaders, like the Russian collusion hoax that simply disappeared from its coverage when the story collapsed. He says that the network is obsessed with identity issues, as you alluded to.
Yep.
At least we have one honest person in state media, huh?
No, thank gosh for this guy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What's happening is we are going through a little bit of a course correction, because people realize how poorly all of this is aging. Like, what happened to social media is it makes people a prisoner of the moment. If there's a bad idea that's getting likes, people invested in it is like, oh, no, this is what we're doing. No, we're going to get rid of the cops. It'll be great. Don't forget, where I'm in New York, they are so liberal, they wanted to defund the cop and the village people. Okay, any cop had to go. And you realize now you've got soaring crime rates, and we're like, oh, yeah, maybe we need the cops.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see a course correction. So to that guy's credit, at least one guy gets it. But the company's pushing back. They released an internal memo saying they don't agree, and they're out of their minds for that.
Well, I do wonder if we're going to see a course correction on this student loan bailout stuff here, Jimmy. The Biden White House continues to try to buy votes with this thing. Biden was in the swing state of Wisconsin the other day announcing this new plan. Why should you and I be forced to be on the hook for somebody else's debt? I keep going back to that central question here, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a great point, Scotty. It's like, think of student loan forgiveness this way, okay? You're paying off a loan you didn't take out. So this is like getting a bill in the mail from Applebee's for a meal you didn't eat.
Yeah.
Like, they should at least have the decency to put some mozzarella sticks in the envelope, because Applebee's has great mozzarella sticks, and I'd be more inclined to pay the bill, you know? But in this case, you're getting nothing. And the bigger problem, as you know, is, you know, he's not actually going to get away with this. The Supreme Court's going to shoot it down again. They're trying now to just have this case heard after the election, because they want it on the docket between now and November that he's going to pay off your loans, because they're buying votes. I mean, that's what they're down to. They're buying votes, because there's no other way to get them.
Well, it seems to me, I mean, that they're going to really rely on this abortion issue to get them through here. And I was telling your buddy Kilmeade earlier this morning that I had a program director who said, never, ever, ever talk about abortion and religion. Well, I think for the next 6 months or so, abortion is going to be front and center with the way Donald Trump tried to come to the middle earlier this week. The question is he going to find that middle ground, or is there a middle ground with such a controversial topic like abortion, Jimmy?
Well, I think the answer is put a woman on the ticket who can be the face of that policy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what, if they're smart, that's what they need to do, because the Democrats' two weapons going into this election that they're going to ride endlessly are, you know, Trump's a misogynist, telling women what to do with their bodies.
Threat to democracy, right?
Something about racism.
Right.
So if you put a female minority on the ticket, I think you got a shot. And I think, you know, his supporters hate Nikki Haley, but Nikki Haley staked out the most reasonable terrain when it comes to abortion, which is, hey, I'm pro-life, but we can't be shaming the women who disagree with us. This is a difficult thing. And it looks compassionate coming from a woman in a way that it doesn't coming from a man. And knowing that that is the central tenet to the Democrats' campaign, why would you let him have that lane to run in? So I'm hoping, and in the early indications are, Scott, that Trump is fundamentally running a better campaign and that he is aware of flaws. And, you know, even after he won the primaries, he tried to be a little more conciliatory and didn't trash every one of his opponents. I think he gets that this is an all-hands-on-deck moment, because you're running against the Democrats, and, you know, they're going to go where the votes are, which means you've got to beat them against living voters and dead voters. This is not easy, man.
Look, bridges were burnt with Nikki Haley, but if you do want to come to the middle on a topic that may decide this election, like abortion here in November, and as we all know, Donald Trump he's a business guy. He's a transactional guy. He says something one day, and then he calls Lion Ted Cruz, and then all of a sudden he's buddies with Ted Cruz the next day. So, you know, he's very much a transactional guy, Jimmy.
And that's how it's always worked. I mean, you make a good point. Back to the 2016 campaign, it was Little Marco.
Yeah, it was
Lion Ted.
Right.
He called Ted's wife a dog. He gave out Lindsey Graham's home phone number.
Right.
And wound up working with all of these guys.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you know, you got to get the job done. That's, you know, business doesn't have room for grievance, you know, because the cash register doesn't know whether or not you insulted them or vice versa. And you need a guy, when you're $34 trillion in debt, mm-hmm. you actually need a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gave him a hard time on my show because he was selling Bibles the week of Easter and we were laughing about it. But at the end of the day, we need shameless capitalism. We're $34 trillion in the hole.
Yeah.
I want somebody who creatively finds ways to make money as opposed to guys who just keeps cutting checks to foreign countries and giving ours the, you know, the finger, which
yeah.
is what we're getting in Washington right now.
Thanks to Jimmy Failla for the chat here on the Inez Says podcast today. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me on the radio every weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.